Mark Tegubin and Maranatha. Welcome, beloved, to a few moments of Bible study together again as we look into God's precious Word. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Oh, beloved, I trust that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you've accepted him as your Savior, and that you know the joy and the blessing of belonging to the eternal God, knowing forgiveness of sin and the gift of eternal life. How wonderful it is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as Savior, and to receive his gift of salvation. Well, we've been discussing these wonderful truths, how that God places us in Christ, so that when God looks at us, he sees us in Christ Jesus. And this is made clear here in Ephesians chapter 1, as we've been reading about who we are in Christ, and what is the cure for rejection? It's the acceptance that we find in Almighty God. Here in Ephesians 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Yes, beloved, that's where we are as believers. We are in Christ Jesus. And so he states, to us, not only to the church at Ephesus, but this letter is written to our benefit as well, as we who have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace, God's undeserved favor be to you, and peace, the peace of God which passeth all understanding, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, God is our Father. We who have put our faith and trust in him, who have accepted him as Savior, he is our Father. The Lord Jesus Christ is our big brother. And verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, in the spiritual realm, in Christ Jesus. All spiritual blessings are already ours, according as he hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Notice that, beloved, you are special to God. Those feelings of worthlessness, those feelings of wishing you had not been born, those feelings that rejection has programmed into your life, beloved, let them go. Don't hold on to them. Don't harbor them. Because God says you are special. He chose you as a child of God before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Yes, beloved, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, not only were we born into the family of God, but we were also adopted, chosen by God. Adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to not only be born into God's family, but to also be adopted and chosen by God himself. To the praise, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Oh yes, beloved, the glory of his grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God's undeserved favor extended to you, my listening friend, today, if you will accept it and receive this glorious gift of salvation through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him as Savior, if you've never made that choice, that decision. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein, in his grace, he hath made us accepted in Christ Jesus, in the Beloved. Accepted. O Beloved, God accepts every child of God through Jesus Christ. We're fully and completely accepted, declared righteous and justified. According to the book of Romans, we are justified. That means in our spirit it's just as if we had never sinned. We're made pure and clean and holy and are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 points out. And so, beloved, in our spirit we are pure, clean, holy. We are adopted into the family of God, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in Christ Jesus. Fully and completely accepted. In whom? In Christ. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Completely and fully forgiven. Wherein he hath abounded, verse 8, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Now I want you to notice, beloved, there's many things about God that man does not know, that man does not understand, that our minds that have been warped by sin do not fully comprehend and grasp. There's so much about Almighty God that is a mystery to us still. But he has revealed some of the mysteries of God to us. And the mystery of his will has been made clear. It's been made known through the Word of God. God's not willing that any should perish, we're told in Timothy, but that all should come to repentance. We're told in 1 Peter that that's God's will, who will have all men to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth, we're told in Timothy and in Peter, that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's God's will. And God's Word reveals this to us. That's why God's Word is so important. It reveals the will of God to man. It's God's will that as a child of God in everything we give thanks. No matter what it is, that we thank God that he's at work in that situation and circumstance and able to work it to our good and to his glory. That's why we're to trust in him with all of our heart and not lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him, and he will guide our step and direct our path. As many of you may know or may not know, my sweetheart wife has a terminal disease called lupus. She has Barrett's disease, which has attacked her esophagus. And she has osteoporosis, which means that her bones are just shells. She's a minus 4%, 4.5% is the condition of her bones. The calcium's gone, and they're just shells. And she has 4 broken vertebrae, and she's confined to bed, has to use a walker to move. And by God's grace, she is able to still get up, but she can't sit up. She has to eat in bed and have her meals in bed. And we say, well, why has God allowed all of this? Why? Because it's a part of his will for her. And he has a plan and a purpose through this, that we might focus on this radio ministry and share the Word of God with you and have this Bible study together. You see, when she was healthy and well, we were involved in a local ministry, serving in a local church and ministering to people there in a local church. And our ministry was pretty much confined. We didn't have time. I had the radio broadcast, but I really didn't focus on it. and we didn't put much into it other than just privilege of sharing the Word of God. But now that my sweetheart wife is ill, now I have had to focus. I had to leave pastoring a local church or being a missionary in a local church and starting a local church. And now I have to focus on the radio ministry. And now our broadcast goes out over shortwave to many Asia, Africa, Australia. And it's heard in countries around the world through our Bible correspondence ministry that God has given to us. And we mail out New Testaments, Bible correspondence courses, other Christian literature, gospel tracts, and many people are being reached and saved and coming to the Lord Jesus Christ as a result. And never has our ministry been as extensive and reached as many people as it is now. Plus, now we're on the web, we're on the internet, and our broadcasts are on the internet, and our website is BBFI, that stands for Baptist Bible Fellowship International. The first letters are BBFI. BobGriggs.com. And you can put that into your computer and pull up our website. You can learn more about us. You can learn about our Bible correspondence ministry. You can learn about our mailing ministry. And you can listen to broadcasts that we have there on the website now. And all of this, beloved, has become about because of my wife's illness. Had she not been ill, these things would not be serving the Lord and presenting the gospel and reaching the lost as it is today. And so, beloved, God is using her for His glory. One day the Lord gave her a scripture, Philippians 1:29. Not only is it given unto you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but also to suffer for His sake. And she said, that's my verse. I'm suffering for Jesus' sake, that the gospel might go forth, that multitudes might hear the good news of Jesus, who otherwise might not have ever heard. And so God's using even her affliction and her illness to His honor, His glory, and His praise, and great will be her reward in the presence of our Lord. Till next time, goodbye.